On this episode of Two Dudes, One Cart, did the USGA get it wrong? Let's find out. Let's talk about it on this edition of the Two Dudes, One Cart podcast. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, everybody, the boys are back together in the lovely state of Indiana, where it's now either going to be 100% humidity and 80 degrees, or it's just going to monsoon rain and we're going to start using kayaks on the golf course. But hey,
either way,
you'll get out. So John, how you doing today, bud?
Oh, doing wonderful. Loving that 85 degree weather and 85% humidity.
Yeah, I mean, how quickly times have changed here in Indiana, but that's kind of way Midwest weather works.
Mid to low 90s this weekend, so it'll be interesting.
So, John, let's do a little U.S. Open recap. Our picks didn't do all that great. Scheffler somehow still figured out a way to top 10, which is not shocking. A lot of news has come out of this. We got Rory doing Rory things. We've got Wyndham Clark kicking in 120-year-old locker doors, allegedly. We got J.J. Spahn giving Lab their first victory and just coming back from the depths of deep rough to claim the U.S. Open title. Bryson kind of melting down.
Yeah.
Finding out some stories about Brooks and Pete Cowan arguing in a bunker. Shots of Scotty arguing with his coach on the range. Yeah. I tell you what, Oakmont really pushing some buttons. What do you think, John?
It tested the limits, not only on the physical skill, but the mental breakdowns. I mean, Rory smashed the tee marker, you know, a lot of people throwing clubs. I mean, Rory threw a club at his bag and it bounced back and he was able to catch it. So, I mean, golf doesn't work out. He's always getting a job at the circus, I guess, doing some juggling.
Yeah, you know, we really should have put out an over-under on club tosses. Possible F-bombs, and maybe even over-under on how many times Tyrrell Hatton slams his club on the ground.
Yeah, that's a given. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, but it's tough to get the right numbers.
Yeah. What about old Bobby McIntyre? Dude's an open machine, you know?
He's
won a couple opens, the Canadian Open, the Scottish Open.
He was up there, man. There was some good shots that did not get rewarded. There were some bad shots that just met the carnage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was I watched it. I didn't watch a lot. I watched a lot the first couple of days I was at work and just had it on my iPad. But
yeah,
I tell you what, if somebody said to me and you, they'd give us in those conditions $100,000.
Yeah.
If we could break 100.
Not happening.
What if you just hit 6-iron all day?
Nope. Not happening.
I don't know. I think it'd be a neat challenge to watch. Well, the problem is, what tees are you playing off of?
You got to play their tees, you know?
Yeah, that changes some things.
You put me at 6,800 yards out there. I don't know if I'm breaking 100.
Well, I mean, there were some of them YouTube guys that played from back there and were just over 100.
Yep.
I wouldn't say conditions were exact when a lot of those guys were out there playing. I don't think the rough was up as high.
Yeah, greens probably weren't as fast.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe the green positions weren't as difficult.
The Oakmont member sign says Stimp 16, and they took them down to 14 and 14 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
But
yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know.
Well, what was your overall take of the U.S. Open? What do you think?
I enjoyed it like you on Thursday, Friday. Had the app open, you know, watching highlights while I was up, you know, sitting on the computer or whatever. Watching some live stream or just keeping the scores up to date on what's going on. Saturday got to watch, I'd say at least a couple hours worth. And then Sunday, basically once I got off the course, I came home and, you know, there's little, I got in probably 45 minutes before the delay, turned it on, and then finished it out. Like I couldn't get away from it because it's like the momentum shifted, you know, and Spawn was on the up and Burns was on the down, and it was like, man, I kind of felt bad for Adam Scott. Couldn't get anything really going. Really wanted to see him shine. But yeah, I thought it was a great open for me. I would love to watch that again, you know.
Yeah, I feel that one Burns completely got screwed by the USGA and that rule calling. When you can take a swing and there's literally water
Yeah.
flying up off the ground, I mean, and not like just a splash. I mean, it was like he just threw a little bit of a cup of water at somebody. And I think you knew when he went to hit that ball with all that moisture and that stuff was just going to be everywhere. There was no way that ball was going anywhere in the direction he was hoping it was going to go.
Yeah.
I think,
Yeah.
I
I mean, it
feel.
could go either way because when I played last night, right? Ewan was hammered this weekend, and we had a guy that hit it just short of the fairway, and there was some standing water. But where his ball was at, like it popped it up, came down, plugged, and then popped out. Right, where his feet were at, there was a little bit of standing water. Like you could see the water make squish marks. But when he set the club down, like there was no, you couldn't see visible water. But as soon as you hit it, you saw all the water. And I'm like, if this wasn't, you know, we just had the US Open ruling on this, I would have probably told you just, you know, go over 10 feet or 20 feet and get you a little bit of dry spot. But you know, all three of us, even his teammate, he goes, yep, that's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I think that was a mistake, but I think the overall mistake was to try. They just didn't have enough time to squeegee the damp to get everything dried out. I mean, it doesn't have to be super dry, but when a guy has a ball in the low-lying area where the water is meant to collect,
Yep.
I disagreed with that. I thought they honestly should have just finished it Monday.
Yeah, I could have gone with Monday. I mean, if they were going to try to choose, I would have just done it Monday, but I wasn't upset with the ruling. Thought it was some bad luck, like hitting it in a divot in your own fairway or hitting the flag stick and having it bounce off the green. I just think it's just it's unfortunate, but I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, I just think it's like any other sport. Don't leave it in the hands of the refs. And it's one of those things where you go, hey, I mean, the US Open is on the line here. I mean, I think they chose ratings over the tournament. If they would have said, hey, we're gonna, they would have lost, they won't have as many people watching it Monday as they do Sunday, basically what I'm saying. So if you come back and you say, hey, we're going to do lift clean in place, they know there was no chance that tournament was getting done by dark or another band of weather coming in. So I just disagree with it. I know that doesn't matter. I mean, I know they'll listen to the USGA, they'll listen to this like they always do and take what we say to heart and might make it better next year.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah, I thought it was. Man, it was kind of crazy to watch. But I just wondered how many people. I was trying to watch social media because I wondered how many people were going to go, oh, who's these guys up here? That kind of crap. I think Adam Scott probably helped out a lot, that he was up there and he was playing so well. But it seems like even at 45, man, Adam Scott has the, it gets that, like, I don't know, something when he gets close to the end, man. He just something always doesn't go his way. And I mean, he's like a machine every hole until those holes really start to matter. And conditions played a lot to that. The course really changed. But man, I've
I
seen that
mean,
time and time again
I don't
throughout
know how
history.
he hits a bad shot with a swing like that.
It seems I don't either. I get completely flabbergasted. I'm like, how if that dude can hit that shot, what I mean, how in the hell am I gonna ever do anywhere?
I mean, it was good. I mean, I love the fact that only one person was under par.
Yeah, blew
But
us
I
out of the
wanted to
water.
see.
We
You
were
know,
running eight.
I thought maybe like I said, maybe max 6 under, which is probably gonna win it.
Right.
And I was glad to see it at 1 under because I love seeing those guys get beat up.
And to get one under the way he got, I
Yeah.
mean, for hit that freaking putt. I mean, he had whatever 136 feet of putts in the last couple holes. I mean, he just,
And that one was what, 50 some feet on that birdie?
yep, with the Lab DF3,
Yeah.
popped it
Labs
right on in there.
blowing it up, dude.
Oh, I can't even imagine at that company, their orders are going to be like.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already behind on orders. I know when I ordered mine, it took 8 weeks, 2 months.
Oh, hot news. I guess they have I've heard they've purchased or they have another building that they bought that they're going to expand their operations to help keep up with the
Yeah.
growing market, obviously.
I think a lot of that is that they're probably selling a lot more custom putters because of their fitting process is so easy to do at home. So where the other major retailers, like if you're buying a Scotty Newport, right? Order online. You don't care.
Right.
33 inch, 34, 35. Yeah, you're out of there.
Right.
There's so many customizations on those things that it's kind of doing yourself a disservice if you don't really at least do the at home fitting, you know, up to one of your door frames. So yeah, I'm happy for them. They deserve it. I like to see Lab on tour, more of those guys using it. Even on the PGA now, a lot more guys are using it.
I think you will just just because of the fact that they can go to a 0 degree, you know, they can give you your standard and you don't have to have any shaft lean. There's a whole lot of stuff they can do,
Yeah, you
obviously.
can still do the, I mean, they can still do the press in the head where the shaft's still leaning, but put a regular grip on it.
Yeah, I think the
I don't know if you saw that they came out with his exact build on YouTube. And they used a Golf Pride grip because they said, well, we don't have any Scotty Cameron putters here, which I got. But like it's pretty close to like my, minus the grip, it's pretty much my putter in, you know, a different head, but real similar lie angles and everything. So.
I think it's cool. I think that the landscape of putters has changed so much in the last, I don't know, since
Six
lab
months
game
ago.
relevancy, really. Once you started seeing them on there, you realize that all of a sudden here now everybody's doing it. And I know there's talks. I know Callaway had, I forget the straight back or
Yeah,
whatever.
zero torque.
Well, no, they had one way, but they had a face balanced or whatever before.
Yeah.
But regardless, and now that TaylorMade has moved the spider, there's gonna be a lot of people buying that for the center shaft spider that's zero torque. So.
Yeah, Bettinardi's got one that looks pretty clean, you know. I just think when you know, between live a lot of live guys switching, and you couple that with a lot of these YouTube golfers switching, you know, they just get a lot of notoriety. I mean, the golfer girl games, a lot of those girls have them. That Sabrina Andolfo's got, you know, I think she's played every single one they've had besides the link.
They're that company is they're definitely exploding right now. Hopefully they can handle the growth because it's about to be even more, you know, even since Lucas Glover when that jumped on the scene and Adam Scott and all these people, you know.
Yep. About to pop off.
Yeah. So what's on the John Lofberg golf itinerary this week? Slip that
Yep.
in real quick.
Yep. Just had a little two man, one best season long match play out at Elin National last night. Got the W against my buddy Brian Kirschbaum and DJ Townsend, and my buddy Loeffler, who was on the golf trip with us. He's my partner. We went up 5-4 yesterday. Could have went up 7-6, but old Loeffler missed a couple easy putts. But I messed up early on a couple holes, so it all worked out. I mean, we weren't behind at any time. Well, we lost the first hole. I lied. We lost the first hole and then just put on the gas from that day on. So that was nice. Good. Elin dried up surprisingly pretty well. Got the 3 day member guest out at Hillview this weekend. So me and Mr. Tex Lawson, you know, we'll be doing that. Got the practice round Friday, and then they have like a band and beverages and food Friday night, and then they serve breakfast and lunch on Saturday. Play 27 holes. I think three matches, 3 9-hole matches on Saturday, 2 matches on Sunday, and then if you win your flight, you go into this big old shootout. So
Cool.
I think Osborne's having one of our buddies is having a pool party after the Saturday night round.
Saturday. Oh, nice.
Maybe Friday, one of the nights he's having people over. I will not be partaking in that because I want to play well. And it's going to be 93 degrees on Saturday. So
Oh, yeah. Bacon.
a lot of waters. You're going to be sweating my ass off because it's going to be humid. So.
Well, good. It sounds like that's a good time. Never heard anybody give any bad stories from that.
No. Yeah, and I think that's about it for June, really. I mean, we'll have some Hewlin Men's Club events, I'm sure, the following weekend, the weekend of the whatever it is, end of June, last weekend of June, 28th and 29th. But then we got July brings up my member guest, 2-day member guest with a practice round. And then we have our match against you and Matt Blair versus me and Jeremy Allen. So I did a lesson last week with Jeremy and made him hit some balls. I want to make sure my partner's dialed.
Let me get a look
Luckily.
at your swing, bud.
Oh, I got videos of it. I posted it on our page.
Now the student is the teacher.
Let him know his follow through was a little long, so I was able to give some free critiques to him, which I'm sure he took wholeheartedly into play. But yeah, that's
That's,
about what I got.
yeah,
How
I'm,
about you? I
I'm.
heard something about Chatham or
Yeah, I played out at Chatham Hills on yesterday at,
was that the Golf US
Golf
AM or the
week.
Golf Midweek?
No, it was golf week.
Golf Week Tour, yep.
Wow.
My buddy played in that Gabe Grant and won the championship flight.
It was a eye-opening for me because I'd never played there, but to look back at some of those LIV golf tees,
Yeah.
whoa, man, they are back there.
Could you tell any difference in the range where they used to tee off to where the new tee off spot is? Because they said they were going to have to extend the range by like 50 yards.
I have never been there before. I had never been there before. You couldn't, the range wasn't open. They were over there mowing. They had had a lot of rain. They were cart path only
Ugh.
on Sunday, but Monday we were only cart path on like 5 holes.
Okay,
I
good.
think it was, well, it was probably less than that, plus your par threes, but you know how that
Yeah.
is. That's normal. Very, those greens were outstanding. The course was in great shape. You can tell. I don't know how they do it. They were, I mean, here we are, June 16th yesterday. They're digging in cart paths.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing all kind of work, and you're like, my God, how are they going to get that done? But not a worried face in sight, man. They were,
Yeah, a lot of new bunkers too, I'm sure they
yep,
said.
and the sand was
Yeah,
lovely.
they do have nice sand out there. Did you run into our boy Brandon Snell out there?
I did, and I didn't say nothing to him. It was kind of a passing type thing, you know what I mean? I was
Yeah.
trying to figure out where I was going. There was no range. We were allowed to use the simulators, and I go down there. There was only one simulator bay when I got down there because they were doing a lesson in fitting in the other one. So I didn't get to hit any balls, in which I really don't need to, but
Well, not a guy of your caliber, yeah.
I've been struggling with driver, oddly enough, and I definitely did not help me all day long.
Yeah.
So it was, I liked it. The course was great. I think the way Pete Dye works the contours of the land versus water and what looks like is 350 yards away is really only 235 yards away just because of the way he rolls
Yeah.
down the hill and back up. So it gives you that visual that you think it's so much farther than it's not, or and then he vice versa on other holes where you think it's really short and it's not. But
Yeah.
I think it had
Yeah.
some really interesting holes out there. I think it's a great layout. I mean, my God, I could play it every day. But and the clubhouse, sheesh.
Clubhouse is cool.
Oh, what a facility, dude. My
Yeah.
goodness. It's what you expect, though. I mean, that's kind of what, things I've heard. It was kind of the expectation I had when I got there. And it definitely was. It was exactly what I'd been told. No more, no less.
Actually, our buddy Boyd Scola's daughter works out there, at the in the pro shop, I believe. And speaking of that, Boyd and I played a one-day member guest Friday, and we got through six holes, well, five, and then we teed off on six, and they called it because we got torrential downpour. But we were four under through five,
Nice.
so we started off strong.
Well, at least you can just kind of say what could have been.
And good news on that is paid for that member guest, and then they canceled it after five holes. Still got lunch and breakfast, and come to find out, we are getting charged for the full member guest fee.
Really?
So we got two sleeves of golf balls. We got two sleeves of Pro V's, and then two sleeves of TaylorMade. So I picked the TaylorMade because I've never played them and hit them a couple times. Went down to Hillview on Sunday and played last night with them. Not bad, actually, for a golf ball, but the $250 member guest fee was kind of disappointing if you're playing five holes in the rain.
Yeah, that would I would not be happy about that, and that makes those some of the most expensive golf balls I've ever heard of.
Very expensive. I lost one of them.
Oh.
Because when they called it, we sat underneath a tree to get out of the rain to see if they were gonna the cell was gonna pass after 45 minutes, and it didn't. And they sounded the horn for us to come back in. I go, "Oh, we'll just leave our golf balls out there in the middle of the fairway." And then he goes, "Yep, no more carts back out on the course." I'm like, "Oh, that kind of sucks. There goes that Pro V."
Wow.
Yeah, I mean there was
Why didn't they just
rivers.
reschedule it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's just rivers going through that thing. I was, whatever. Took a customer out, so I'll be expensing that one out.
Man. Hate to see that.
Yeah.
So, John, what do you think about our buddy Rory and his recent comments, kind of taking some slap shots at the media? Telling him, hopefully when it gets here, being in his hometown, he'll get up for that. When asked, before his round, what, how do you see it? What are you, visualizing for tomorrow for his last round at the US Open? He was like, hopefully under 4.5 hours and I'm out of here.
That's what I heard. Once he starts speaking, I turn it off and keep scrolling. So, didn't really
What do
see too
you?
much of it or hear too much of it besides I saw Rory's name was in the headlines and I just kept scrolling. Don't care what Rory has to say or do. I know a lot
But
of people do.
from a professional athlete standpoint, though, well, one other comment I want before I ask this, but he also said that. One of the reporters had said, "Are you trying to get this to a point where?" The PGA, like in other sports, mandates that you have to do a certain amount of media. And he's like, no, it's just that's something we're allowed to do. And I hope we continue to do it because it's, that's how it's right now. And I'd like to stay that way. But I think that I can see the PGA Tour attempting to do something like that. And a lot because of this. And but do you think any of Rory's comments are warranted over what he's went through, pre-Masters 2020, being the mouthpiece, getting the rug pulled out from under him by the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan?
That's the tour he wants to play for. I mean, he signed up for it.
Well, but I mean, but do you think you it's like this. So Rory McIlroy's driver was basically out of what was it called? Just drew a complete
Out of
blank.
tolerance.
Yeah, out of tolerance. Well, so was Scottie Scheffler's. But the only one that got leaked that we knew about was Rory's. And it seems that sometimes it's like they want to go at him, but I kind of think it's because he's been that guy. Like normally if you ask him a question or whatever, he's always talks it all the way through. He went to a lot of, just one word answers, stuff like that. And he just had this weird attitude, and I don't know if that weird attitude is because he's like at this point, he's got the Grand Slam.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, I'm just saying, do you think that's warranted? Do you think that's how it should be for sports athletes? They can talk or not talk, that's up to them. Or do you think they owe via sponsors, whatever tour they
Whatever's
play
in their
for?
contract, whatever their contract says, that's what they're meant to do. If it's not in their contractor that they don't have to speak, don't speak. And then either reap the benefits of that or get the people outlashing about it and talking about it. Like I don't care if Rory speaks or not. It's not gonna ruin my day.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I'd be pissed if DeChambeau didn't speak, because I like DeChambeau.
Well,
I want to hear.
that's the thing, Do you think they owe that? I know what you're saying in their contract, but
Yeah.
when you're coming out and I don't know. I don't think they should have to speak. No, but I think
I think it's the right thing to do, but I don't think they.
In Rory's case, of all the things that have went on, you just did the Grand Slam. You've been flying low under the radar. You've
Just
missed
matters if he wants to
cuts.
keep up his image. I mean, it's all an image thing, right?
Yeah,
Right? Are you, do you want to be the people's guy, or do you just want to be, or do you not, right? Like Ricky Fowler, he wasn't playing, but if he was there, he would still be out there signing autographs, taking interviews. You know, that's how Rory's built, and Rory's done very well, even though he sucks at golf right now on a professional level, because he still stays with the times and he's still relevant because he talks to people. So, I mean, I don't think this is going to help Rory for his brand or anything else, but screw it. You don't want to talk? Don't even go to the presser. You know, just go home. I've seen him go home after fourth round, you know.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it. I just think when you have, when you've accomplished what he accomplished this year, and you don't get to every question at every event, and if somebody, wants to talk about that, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, if
I
I
just
was
think it's
his,
odd.
yeah, if I was a part of his marketing team, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
You just why you just keep stepping on your own feet.
Yep. Trying to build your brand here. You're not doing a very good job, but on the same token, fire your marketing person, just do whatever you want.
Yeah, 'cause he doesn't need to play anymore.
No, he doesn't have to play one more professional golf tournament the rest of his life.
That's what's unreal. Whew. What do you think that of the well, I was let me talk to you about this before I forget. I heard an interesting conversation. I know we've talked about this before, but it's something I hadn't thought about outside of the original point, but I think it was Dr. Sasha McKenzie, I should say, talking about the USGA, and he was talking about ball rollback. But within that, he had another interesting thought that I thought you would be interested in to hear. So first, and which blows my mind when we talked about this, we didn't think about it, but you have, I don't know, maybe two, three guys that roll around in a high swing speed, say whatever one, whatever he's, what's, what do you think Bryson swings at? 140?
Yeah, I would say 130 to 140 is I would consider it high even for the PGA pros.
Okay, well, we'll say guys that are floating around that 190 ball speed.
Yep,
That'll make it easier for
185
you
and
to do.
above.
So what Sasho said is you have only a couple guys out of, the top 1% of golfers in America that are swinging on a regular basis and doing that, creating that kind of ball speed.
Yep.
He said, then you have the rest of the tour, like the Tony Finau's that can get it up to, get his swing speed up to 130, or he can get up to the 198. I mean, he's been into the 190s on ball speed. So the rest of the guys are pretty much like that. The next, whatever, 50, 60 golfers out of the PGA Tour are that top upper echelon. Now you take the Brian Harmons and you take guys like that that don't have a secondary gear, right? So if you said, when they go to set this ball up, the way Sasha explained it, let's say that we find out that 125, we're gonna have the ball speed there. That's why this is where we're gonna test it, and that'll take us down to 120. And that's how we'll have that's what that that's how we'll slow that ball down, that it's only gonna go X amount. What does nothing except eliminate the Brian Harmons, because I didn't think of it that way, because you have all these guys that can swing well over 125 miles per hour. And you have guys that play at 128, 130, and then you got guys like Tony Finau that can go and just jump right up, can jump 10 mile an hour faster just by constantly doing it and getting used to doing it. So they stay the same yardage that they're hitting now, even though you've rolled back the ball, and the only guys that are going to get kicked in the nuts are the Brian Harmons and the guys like that that can't move it, or the Russell Henleys or the McIntyres, Mackenzie Hughes. A lot of those guys can't, they don't have that extra gear. So I thought that was a really interesting take. I didn't think about them having to set the ball at, they want to dial it back, and they're going to pick the median swing speed in the PGA, which was somewhere around 125 or something like that.
125 mile an hour club head speed is what they're going to be required to test the balls now to that have to go a shorter distance.
Right. But so even if you shorten that and you have guys that can jump up, automatically put 10 mile an hour more on their swing, it means nothing. They're going to hit it the exact same distance.
Potentially. Well, they're going to hit it the same distance that they would hit it at 125 with the old ball.
No, that they are basing that off 125 mile an hour swing speed. You got guys that can go up at will at 135.
Old ball at 125 versus new ball at 125. The new ball will go shorter.
Right. Then at 125. Correct. But the guys that nor that just constantly swing on or that game at 125, like your Tony Finaus, your Cam Wards, all
Your
those guys
favorite.
they'll just swing it faster.
Yeah, I mean they're going to get topped out, probably 140. 140 is going to be about max for anybody to consistently swing. So like Jordan Spieth got, 5 to 7 miles an hour faster. Brian wants to hit it longer, he's going to have to learn how to swing faster.
Yeah, but I think that is creating a real unfair advantage between the guys that just aren't going to be able to generate that. So you go ahead and slow them down, and now a lot of the holes they could reach before, I don't know that they'll be able to reach again.
Who knows? I mean, I don't think the rollback's doing anybody any favors. I'm not in favor of a rollback.
Well, that's what led me to this. I wouldn't have brought it up if it wasn't for this next point that I didn't really think about, that other than the US Open, junior stuff, the PGA Tour and LIV don't need the USGA. And at the same time, I'm sure the NCAA would be gladly not to have to put up with the USGA, and naked NIL deal, college golfers, things could get a lot different in the landscape of college golf, and they don't have to abide by those rules. Because let's be honest, some of those rules are dumb,
I mean,
are just
it's gonna hit us too at 2030.
what?
The rollback.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll ever happen. But I think the I just never I didn't think of it that way. And then I thought, well, what would we do? What would be the other major? Or would they still play it? They just have to play by those rules.
Yeah, who knows?
Because obviously the PGA Tour doesn't need it.
Nope.
It doesn't matter at the Masters, it doesn't matter anywhere else. The RNA would be the same way.
Yep.
I just thought I was like, man, I didn't really think about that portion of it and what could happen, but I think that's a pretty interesting take.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, John, I just wanted to jump on here and get us a session, get something out. I was going to talk about our was upcoming French Lick trip. Right now, we're renegotiating to move that to next year. There's a huge backstory behind that. I know I had a lot of guys that were, it's one thing, guys, to say, "Hey, I'm in," and then there's another thing where, I had that you got to get these deposits in, but we also had a lot of people thinking it was a scam.
Yeah.
It obviously was not a scam. And then I had a guy come up to me and say, "I can't believe you guys are charging that much." And I said, "We're not charging anything.
Yeah.
We set the trip up. We get everything set up for you. Here's the cost. This is what we're doing." I said, "Not a great business model,
Yeah.
but it's nice to get a whole bunch of people together. People, I'm hoping I get a lot of people I don't know." And he goes, "Well, I'm just talking like I can go play in one of these amateur tour leagues and play for less." And I go, "Oh yeah, probably." I said, "One, generally you're coming with 100 and some players. We are not.
Yeah.
Two, you're playing two courses and you're playing 18 holes." And I thought I was clear on the information on there about the replays. And then I guess I was not, because I told the guy, I said, "Well, you get 36 at Dye's, you get 36 at Ross, you get 18 at Sultan's, you get 2 nights in French Lick Springs Hotel." I don't know. I don't
Five
know.
rounds of golf, 2 nights of hotel for $1,000 ain't too bad.
Well, so I just want to let everybody know it's still going to happen.
Yep.
It'll be next year. I think I can pretty much say right now with certainty that it'll be next year.
Yeah.
But there was some communication issues in between myself, another party, and French Lick. They realized after some talking that they were just as liable as everybody else, because
Yep.
the ball just got dropped and left laying in the field. So we were kind of at the ground last minute to try to get people to go, and it
Yeah,
just
they'll
wasn't
be better off
flying.
next year. We can fully explain that, replays are included.
Yeah, well, like I
We'll just
said,
have to draw everything out in plain English, but
we'll put it out there. And no offense to anyone, I'm not saying it's bad. I completely, when you guys tell me that, "Hey, this doesn't sound right. What do you mean? Blah blah blah." I get it. We take that information and we use it.
yeah.
It's no animosity, not that. It's just constructive criticism, and that's fine. If we need to do something different, or if you think somebody, if you say, "Hey, I don't know, man, I get what you're saying, but it's not completely clear." Great. I need to know that. I need to
Yeah,
change
all
it.
right. Be
I need it
ha
so you
be
can
happy
do
to explain this
it.
at the grade reading level.
Yeah. I mean, I've answered countless amounts of messages in my personal messenger and explained to everybody. And don't get me wrong, there is a lot of people that are very interested. But I just feel that I want to make sure we fill it, and I want to make sure that everybody's clear on what's going on, and that we go out and have a good time and we don't have any hiccups. And that's what we're going to do. So
Yeah,
be looking
looking
for that
forward to it.
information. We'll get it. I'm going to get it posted up and pinned on our social site as soon as we get it all worked out, just so it's out there, and just kind of keep reminding people. That won't be till later this year. I'm not going to do it like tomorrow, but you get the idea.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Looking forward to 2026.
Well, John, I hope this weather will continue. I'm hoping to get out and play this week. Right now I am tentatively scheduled, well, we're scheduled to go out and play Rock Hollow on Sunday.
All right.
Gonna go out there and see if I can keep my driver on the planet, which was not possible at Chatham Hills. I'm sorry to Karen on whatever hole that was where I hit your $2.5 million home.
Yep. Hate to see that.
Yeah, yeah. Hate to see that. Hate to see that. So, John, you have a good evening, sir. And as always, it's a pleasure.
Till next time.
Have a good evening.